from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. The wireless age has introduced countless gadgets that many of us can't live without: cell phones, laptops, and Wi-Fi routers. Like all electronics, they communicate using electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs. Some people worry that EMFs are making them sick and say that technology should slow down. Amy Standen reports.
A couple weeks ago, Peter Darby, the CEO of Pacific Gas and Electric, stopped by the headquarters of the California Public Utilities Commission in San Francisco to give a public speech.
To move forward, and we worked hard.
Just as Darby was touting PG&E's commitment to fighting global warming, Josh Hart, a protester from Santa Cruz County, crashed the stage. Darby is probably used to this sort of thing by now, especially on the subject of smart meters, which have met opposition throughout Northern California, including an outright ban in Fairfax earlier this month. Concern has focused, in part, on accuracy. Some people say their bills go up when the meters are installed. But increasingly, the protests have to do with safety, says Jared Huffman. He's a California assemblyman from Marin County who is calling for a state-funded study on the safety of smart meters.
I want to try to bring some science and clarity to at least part of the debate so that we can hopefully get this thing on the right track.
PG&E has expressed surprise that safety is even an issue. In fact, the company's webpage on smart meters doesn't even mention it. That's probably because the new meters work more or less the same way as a lot of other electronic gadgets that many of us already have.
They're all the same thing. They're electromagnetic waves.
Ron Hipschman, staff scientist at the Exploratorium in San Francisco, says the simplest way to think about the electromagnetic spectrum, that's the complete range of EMFs or electromagnetic frequencies that we experience in modern life, is to picture a piano.
So this is a very, very large piano. As a matter of fact, the whole electromagnetic spectrum is like having an 80-octave piano.
In the middle of this piano, somewhere around middle C, says Ron, are the frequencies that our eyes recognize as light, every color in the rainbow.
So we can see everything from red to violet.
Above light are high frequencies like ultraviolet light, gamma rays, and X-rays, frequencies that are known to do damage to the human body. But that's not where you find smart meters or any other household gadget. Those live in the lower frequencies, below red, the lowest of the light frequencies.
And below the red, we have infrared. Below that, it kind of meld into each other.
This is the busy world of radio frequencies. It includes frequencies used by radio stations, cell phones, walkie-talkies, wireless phone towers, baby monitors. On its high end are where you'd find microwave ovens, which direct radio frequencies at your food to heat up the water molecules. And therein lies some confusion, says Hipschman, because no one wants to treat their body like a frozen chicken breast. That's why when you talk about EMFs, you have to talk about power.
A microwave oven is on the order of 600 watts to 1,000 watts of radio power. It's a lot of power.
And that's why it's enclosed in a shielded box.
Your cell phone is more like 1 watt. It's 1,000th of the power of your microwave oven.
And if you're standing 1 foot from your smart meter while it's transmitting information, Hipschman says, the strongest EMFs you'd receive would be about an eighth of what comes out of a cell phone, 60 times lower than the federal health guidelines. Wireless cell phone towers, which have also met resistance in many communities, are much stronger. But they, too, fall well within those federal safety guidelines thanks to something called the inverse square law, which technology forecaster Paul Sappho says is a fancy way of saying that
the energy level of a radio signal drops off really, really fast as you get away from a radio antenna.
Which means by the time they hit us, EMFs tend to be pretty weak. 3 years ago, the World Health Organization released a study concluding these levels cause, quote, no substantive health issues. Smart meters, the Exploratorium's Ron Hipschman says, are just one more drop in that low-power electromagnetic ocean we already swim in.
We are bathed in it continuously and every day. It's what we do. It's what we live in. It's our society. It's our technological society.
Of course, people who worry about EMFs say that's exactly the problem. They point to studies. They say link EMFs to everything from cancer to Alzheimer's and immune system problems. They argue they should at least have a choice about what kinds of devices are installed in their homes. problems. Here's Josh Hart, the protester who we heard earlier interrupting Peter Darby's speech.
The fact that people cannot opt out and we're just adding to this increasing electrosmog throughout our society is indeed very, very troubling.
It's simple. It's a design problem.
Again, technology forecaster Paul Saffo. He says the intensity of these complaints would probably subside if, whenever possible, new technologies came with an off switch.
Because when they deprive people of choice and options, people will react to that, often in ways that are not in the consumer's interest.
PG&E says it will be installing smart meters in all of its customers' homes by 2012. There is no option to opt out. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Find out what's coming up on Quest by signing up for our newsletter at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the William K. Bowes Jr. Foundation.